Artwork Newspaper Issue 242, July to August 2026. Title: A Homecoming Comes Home to Linlithgow. Caption: Nick Jones makes the journey to Linlithgow's Borough Hall's gallery to review an impressive exhibition. Image: Tangled Chore. I'm in the Rose Garden in Linlithgow, close by the palace, in the shadow of the Green Man. Not the leafy-faced figure of English folklore, symbol of spring and rebirth, but John Hope, Marquis of Linlithgow, first Governor General of Australia. Cast in bronze, now corroded, he's a lively verdigris. I'm here to see Homecoming, an exhibition by Leo Dufieu, at Borough Hall's gallery. It's such a brilliant space, light, airy, generous and totally worthy of the grand double staircase that leads up to it from the town square, although you'll have to access it by the side entrance, unless you're a dignitary, or getting married, or both. Well done to the council for having the vision to have created it, and for curating such an excellent exhibition program over 15 years and counting. Image: Firstborn. Linlithgow is no stranger to artists, including J.M.W. Turner, Kate Downey, Alan Davey, Elizabeth Blackadder, Leo Dufieu, James Cumming, Alastair Gray, and John Laurie Morrison, Aka Jalomo. All less one, JMWT, have exhibited at Borough Halls, but only one was born and bred here. Homecoming references Dufieu's time here as a child, and, later, his first studio and adulthood home. But it's more personal than that, representing, celebrating, and sharing Dufieu's coming home to himself. His open, moving, artist's statement addresses his personal struggle with mental health, and how his young son Oren helped him escape and recover. I have a piece of Sunderland Listener with the epithet "A wise son maketh a glad father," describing perfectly how sons can help fathers. Interestingly, both these themes are echoed in Linlithgow's dramatic history. How so? Imagine the Peel, the palace, as a symbol, so not a physical stronghold, but a mental fastness. It may seem to protect against the demons of fear, anxiety, and depression, but it also constricts, holding back powerful creative forces that seek their freedom. Back in 1313, one Bill Bunnock Biney rolled up at the Peel with a cartload of hay for the garrison's horses. Once inside, hey-ho, Bill's seven sons leapt from the hay, capturing the Peel for Robert the Bruce, and releasing the demons of oppression. All thanks to Bill's sons. In steeple a lowering, purpling sky, streaked with orange, overshadows both Peel and Kirk, enclosed in an impenetrable tangle of vegetation. More here than meets the eye, surely? Definitely, for purple, once one of the rarest, most expensive colors to produce, is associated with status, wisdom, intuition, and artistic inspiration. So what has this got to do with Dufieu? Oren's lively colorful abstract drawings helped release Dad from his mental peel. The result: the sheer joyful chaotic exuberance that is Firstborn. Bright, bold brush strokes, dynamic splodges of metallic paint, large abstract expressionist images singing with bright colors. Someone has been looking at Howard Hodgkin. The way Dufieu's work has developed in energy, technical skill, size, color, vitality, and intensity bears witness to that seismic change, from Kant to Can. Transformative new confidence, outlook and attitude translate into a step change in the depiction of favorite subjects, including shore escapes, seascapes and wildlife in the Firth of Forth, and the Isle of May. The richness and vibrancy of color, line, and texture of these new works like Tangled Shore, Largo convey a new delight accompanying their creation. The waves, the call of gulls, the breeze and the sedge of the dunes, damp sand between the toes. They reflect the beauty and spirit of the world, a reminder that we are all in it, and on it together, responsible for looking after ourselves and the planet. Everything comes together in the exhibition's Piacetti resistance, the energy of the island. Steep, rocky cliffs encircle a bay on the Isle of May. A masterpiece of dynamic balance, the circling flight trails of gulls, orcs and kittiwakes coil the eye into and around the painting, then up and out across the Firth, led by an ascension of four seabirds. Little by little, sparkly detail reveals complexity, nesting guillemots, a skein of gannets flying low and straight along the East Lothian coast, heading for the base rock. No surprise that he once considered being a jeweler. There's much more to this. Dufieu's largest show in 20 years, badgers, whales, trains. He's a ScotRail community rail champion, intricate wood engravings, and miniature watercolors. A tour de force indeed. www.linlithgowburgholz.co.uk/article/86815/homecoming-a-solo-exhibition-by-leo-dufu www.leo-dufu.co.uk. Until September 13, 2026. Borough Hall's Gallery, The Cross, Linlithgow. Open daily. Free entry.